First Samuel chapter 9. Please bear with me. We're going to read the long scripture. First Samuel chapter 9. I'm going to read from verse 1. There was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zerah, the son of Bechorath, the son of Appiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a choice and handsome son whose name was Saul. There was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people. Verse 3. Now the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to his son Saul, "Please, take one of the servants with you and arise, go and look for the donkeys." So he passed through the mountains of Ephraim and through the land of Shalisha, but they did not find them. Then they passed through the land of Shalim, and they were not there. Then he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they did not find them. When they had come to the land of Zub, Saul said to his servant who was with him, "Come, let us return, lest my father cease caring after the donkeys and become worried about us." Verse 6, and he said to him, "Look now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man, and all that he says surely comes to pass. So let us go there, perhaps he can show us the way that we should go." Verse 7, then Saul said to his servant, "But look, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread in our vessels is all gone, and there is no present to bring to the man of God. What do we do? What do we have?" Verse 8. And the servant answered Saul and said again, "Look, I have here at hand 1/4 of a shekel of silver. I will give that to the man of God to tell us our way." Verse 9. Formerly in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, he spoke thus, "Come, let us go to the seer, for he is now called a prophet." For he who is now called a prophet was formerly called a seer. Verse 10. Then Saul said to his servant, "Well said, come, let us go." So they went to the city where the man of God was. And verse 11. As they went up the hill to the city, they met some young women going to draw water and said to them, Is the seer here?" Verse 12. And they answered them and said, Yes, he is just ahead of you. Hurry now, for today he came to this city because there is a sacrifice of the people today on the high place. Verse 13. As soon as you come into the city, you will surely find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. Afterward, those who are invited will eat. Now therefore go up, for about this time you will find him. Verse 14. So they went up to the city. As they were coming into the city, there was Samuel coming out towards them on his way to the high place. Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear the day before Saul came, saying, "Tomorrow about this time I will send to you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you shall appoint him commander over my people Israel, that he may save my people from the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people because their cry has come to me." Verse 17. So when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, "There he is, the man of whom I spoke to you. This one shall reign over my people." Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, "Please tell me, where is the seer's house?" Samuel answered Saul and said, "I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart." Verse 20, "But as for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not be anxious about them, for they have been found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on you and on all your father's house?" Verse 21, "And Saul answered and said, Am I not a Benjamite? of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my father the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin. Why then do you speak like this to me? Verse 22. Now Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the hall, and they had them sit in the place of honor amongst those who were invited. There they were, about 30 persons. Verse 23. And Samuel said to the cook, bring the portion which I gave you, of which I said to you, set it apart. So the cook took from the thigh with its upper part and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, here it is. What was kept back, it was set apart for you. Eat, for until this time it has been kept for you, since I said I invited the people. So Saul ate with Samuel that day. Verse 25. When they had come down from the high place into the city, Samuel spoke and said to Saul on the top of the house. They arose early, and it was about the dawning of the day that Samuel called to Saul on the top of the house, saying, get up, that I may send you on your way. And Saul arose, and both of them went outside, he and Samuel. Verse 27. As they were going down to the outskirts of the city, Samuel said to Saul, tell the servant to go ahead of you. And he went on, but you stand here a while, that I may announce to you the word of the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. The flower fades, O God, and the grass withers, but your word will remain forever. Forever, O God, your word is settled. Father, let this word profit us right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. We have just read a very long story. But if you have read the story along with me as I read that story, there are some things that we can pick up from there. Now, I just want to I just want to put my little dot, so to speak, to what Pastor had been preaching the whole month of July. Last week, Pastor talked about discovering God's plan. Discovering God's plan. So today, just a little dot, because we have entered into a new month and a new season, I just want to put a full stop to it, if I can. And I'm going to just talk with you today about a subject called everyday life. It's in God's plan. Everyday life, it is God's plan. Everyday life, it is in God's plan. Praise the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, from verse 3, all of a sudden, the Bible says, now the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. All of a sudden, the donkeys were lost. I mean, if you picture what I do when I read the Bible, I always sit down and I just picture what the Bible is saying so I can understand better. It says all of a sudden. So the donkeys must have been in the stable or must have been on the farmland, and then all of a sudden they just started walking away all of a sudden. And the Bible said that Kish, the father of Saul, noticed that his donkeys had gone astray, and he called his son and he said, please take one of these servants with you and arise, go and look for the donkey. The Bible doesn't say this, but for me, I can deduce that this must have happened a couple of times. It wasn't anything new. So he said, please, you know, casually, you can read between the lines, please take one of the servants with you. Arise, go and look for the donkey. So it is something that has been happening, presumably, on usual occurrences, on, you know, regular basis, that his father now said to him, please just quickly go look for these donkeys. But you know something that struck me when I read that story? The thing I want to point out to you, I'm not going to take your time, like I said, and because Melissa wrote to me and said that the way I talk is different. And that's because I speak to people that are doing MBA and people are doing aerodynamics and, you know, all those. So I just go straight to the point. So I'm going to tell you what I picked out of here. Praise the Lord. Before we do that, open the Bibles to Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21, it says, there are many plans in a man's heart. It says, nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. He says, there are many plans. You see, I have plans. You have plans. Everybody has plans. You know how your, when service ends today, you know what you want to do. But God has another plan. And it is that that will stand. Because here he says, nevertheless, no matter how many plans you have, nevertheless, he says, the Lord's counsel, the Lord's ordination, the Lord's statement concerning you, that will stand. That's what the Bible says. So, look at that story. Saul went out to look for the donkeys. He went out looking for the donkeys. But if you jump with me, open back 1 Samuel chapter 9. 1 Samuel chapter 9. Verse 16. See what the Bible says there. Now, this is something that happened prior to this time. The Bible said that tomorrow God was speaking to Samuel. Let's read from verse 15. It says, now, the Lord told Samuel in his ear the day before Saul came, saying, tomorrow, about this time, I will send to you a man from the land of Benjamin. Tell me, did Saul know he was being sent by God? You see, the point is that Saul was doing his own thing. To him, it was his normal everyday occurrence. Normal everyday occurrence. He got up, just like his father said, quickly, go and look for the donkeys. But the point I'm trying to pick out here is that he was on a mission and he did not know it. He was on an assignment and did not know it. The everyday life that you and I live, believe you me, we're on a mission. We're doing it for God, whether you believe it or not. Do you know why? Because God will have his way. He will have his way. Nevertheless, the Bible says, nevertheless, his counsel, that will stand. So Saul was on a mission, and he did not even know it. Now, what I want to pick out to you here is that in your everyday life, in our everyday life, because we do not know that we're on a mission, but now we know. Because we do not know that we're on a mission, we have to do every best that we can in our everyday life. Because if you look at the Bible, open with me to 1 Samuel chapter 9, from verse 4. Look at the tenacity with which Saul looked for these donkeys. The Bible said he went through how many villages? He went through how many towns? Listen, the Bible says he passed through the mountains of Ephraim. He did not see these donkeys. Meanwhile, he did not know he was on a mission for God. He thought it was his daily activity, but he did not give up. He went from Ephraim to Shalisha. He went from Shalisha onto Shalim. And from Shalim, he went to the regions of Benjamin to look for this donkey, not knowing that he was on a mission. Now, if you and I were not like Saul, that was at that point in time bent on giving the best of his duty, of his commitment at that time, Saul would have turned back. And then he would have missed the plan that God had for him. How many of you agree with me? Saul would simply have just missed it. But because in his daily life, he's committed to what he puts his heart to do. He went ahead to follow God's plan. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. I don't think you understand. You see, when you have, how many of you have Bibles with maps at the back of it? How many of you have Bibles with map? In fact, how many of you have Bibles at all? You see, if you, you I always tell my people in Cranfield, you see, the reason why there's a map at the back, it's not because they want to tell you how Israel looked like. That's not the reason. The reason is they want to give you a picture of how the land was at that time. Look, if you look at this book, and there's a scale. If you look there, it gives you a scale. Every map there should give you a scale to tell you the distance, how you can equate it. If you look at the work that Saul did to go from Shalisha to Shalim, the distance the man walked, him and his servant, just to look for the donkeys of his father. The distance. If you have a map that shows these towns, and then you calculate it, they've given you the scale. 0 to 20 on this map means 100 miles. I mean, if I tell somebody here, please look for something for me. If I tell you, look in the whole of Springfield, by the time you search in this hall alone, you're tired. But the Bible said, this man went from, I want you to picture it in your mind. This man went from Milton Keynes to Northampton. And there were no cars or no tube, no train. He was with his servant and they had a donkey and they had to move. And this man went from Milton Keynes to Northampton, from Northampton to Rugby. He did not give up. From Rugby, he went all the way to Birmingham to look for his father's donkey because he was committed to it. And in your commitment to your daily activities, you will meet God's plan for your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, the Bible says that it took Saul 3 days to find these donkeys. 3 days. You know, in the Bible, open your Bible with me to 2 Peter chapter 3. You see what the Bible says about God. 2 Peter chapter 3. I'll read from verse 8. It says, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing. Do not forget this one thing. That with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." If you put this scripture into perspective regarding Saul, if you were in Saul's position, and you went out looking for your father's donkey, and one day passed, and you did not give up. The second day passed, you did not give up. By the end of the second day, or the beginning of the third day, you will give up. Because you have not been committed, because that commitment is not there. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible for you to understand what I'm trying to say. That in those 3 days, it's like anybody, it's like any of you going through something. No matter what you're going through, no matter your situation, it can only seem like 1,000 days. The Bible says that to God, 1,000 days is like one day. So if you picture it concerning Saul, concerning what he was going through, it looked like an endless day, an endless situation. It looked like he will never find the donkey. In fact, he got to a point. If you follow the scripture, the Bible said that he told his servant that, "Come, let us just go back. Let us go back so that even if we don't find the donkey, let our father not begin to think about us, to begin to worry about us." So in that time, in those 3 days, if you're in any situation, whatever the situation may be, whatever the desire, whatever the need, whatever the circumstance, no matter how bad it is going to end. I'm telling you, it's going to end. This scripture tells us that in 3 days, as long as Saul was committed to what he was doing, he did not give up. He knew that he just had to look for his father's donkeys. Praise the Lord, somebody. Now, I've got just one or two questions to ask, and then we'll finish. I'll finish up, and then we'll pray. Just two questions. Number one is, what would have happened if Saul was not focused on his daily activities, on his daily, everyday life? What would have happened to Saul? What would have happened? Second question. What would have happened if Saul was lazy and he gave up easily? What would have happened in his everyday activity, in his everyday life? In his everyday activity. Minister wrote to me, said, during the first service, was talking about, while praying, talking about, if you're looking for a job, you send out 400 applications, and you know, but if you don't give up, what will happen? What will happen if Saul had given up on the first day? Or the first time he crossed into a new town? I said, I have to go back to my town. What would have happened? Now, quickly, I'm just going to bring out three things in this story, in the life of Saul, and then we're going to pray and we'll close the service. I just like to go straight to the point. Number one is that Saul was consistent in his daily activities. He was consistent in the things that he did every day. He didn't have passion for one thing today, and then tomorrow the passion died. Because in that daily activity, he met with the plan of God for his life. Consistency. Consistency. Because in your everyday life, if you're consistent, you will walk in God's plan for your life. Somebody say amen. Saul did not give up. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 8. The Bible said that Saul, it says, and the servant answered Saul again and said, look, I have at one hand 1/4 of a shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God to tell us our way. So even when at the point where he just wanted to give up, when the word came, he didn't give up. The word strengthened him. That word that the servant gave strengthened him. He did not give up. 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 4. The Bible said that he went from this city to that city, from this town to that town, because he did not give up. Consistency will make you discover God's plan for your life. Number two, faithfulness. The second thing you can pick out from Saul in this era and in this time. Saul was faithful to his father. You know the parable that Jesus gave about the two sons, that his father said they were to go and help him on the farm. One said, I will go, and he did not go. But you see, in a contrasting scenario, Saul got up when his father said, please go after these donkeys. He got up and he did not give up. He was faithful to his father. That I have to get my father's donkey. Number three, for Saul was obedient. And you might wonder, what do we mean obedience in this place? Saul was obedient to the destiny helpers along his way. Do you know that? You know something? Pastor Chola has always been talking about destiny helpers. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to tell you a few things how to identify the destiny helpers in your life. If you miss a destiny helper in your life, you have missed it. Because they are placed there like as signposts for your life by God. There are very few people God will come to physically and appear to and tell you, that's the door I need you to walk through. Very few people. So he won't do it for everybody. So he will come in the form of a voice in a man, in a woman, people, in your boss, in the person that lives next door to you, in the person you interact with daily, and will give you a word. And if you're obedient in that word, you will meet God's plan for your life. Praise the Lord, somebody. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6. I'll point this out to you. Watch. And he said to him, 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6, look now. Remember, in the verse before, it was Samuel who said that, look, let's go because our father, my father might begin to worry about us. But see what the destiny helper, his servant, said to him. His servant wasn't going to give up. We should have been the other way around. Saul was the one that was saying, let's go. His servant wasn't going to give up. His servant said to him, he said to him, look now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is honorable. All that he says surely comes to pass. So let us go. Perhaps he can show us the way we should go. He was the one that was telling, that was a destiny helper for Saul at that time. And he was obedient to his servant. He was obedient to his servant. In verse 8, this same servant, after he gave a suggestion, and Saul countered that suggestion. Look, listen, in verse 8, see what this is his servant again. A destiny helper. He said, and the servant answered and said, again, look, I have here a 1/4 of a shekel of silver. I will give that to the man of God to tell us the way. This is something that didn't concern the servant in the first place. He was going to give out of his own silver for Saul. You see, and Saul was dead. Saul now agreed and said, well said, let us go. He was obedient to his destiny helper. He was obedient to his destiny helper. Now, let me show you another destiny helper in that same story. Verse 11, same scripture. The Bible says that as they went up the hill to the city, they met some young women going out to draw water. And he said to them, simple, he said just one question, one line. Is the seer there? Simple. And all she had to do was saying yes, no, and walk away. But listen, see what she said. To show you that she was a destiny helper. And they answered them and said, yes, he is there, just ahead of you. Hurry now, for today he came to this city because there's a sacrifice of the people today on the high place. As soon as you come into the city, you shall surely find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. You see, he didn't ask her all these details. But as a destiny helper, as a signpost that God has placed on his path to show him to his destiny, she had to cough it out. Don't have time. You read the remaining of verse 13. You find out how every detail. That's how you meet people in your life. You will meet people in your life that will be destiny helpers in Jesus' name. People that will, the thing that you need, the exact skill that you need, the information that you need, the exact word that you need, they will give you of their own accord in the name of Jesus. These three things were the core for Saul to discover the plan for his life. Because the initial plan of his life was to be crowned king of Israel. You see, if you read that story, if you digest that story and meditate upon it over and over again, you will find out that it was never about the donkeys in the first place. Because the donkeys were found. What were donkeys anyway? Because if you read the first verse, the Bible said, in the latter part, the Bible said, let me read the whole verse. He said, there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bechorath, the son of Appiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. This version says wealth. So what is 2-3 donkeys to the man? So it was not about the donkeys in the first place. It was about the plan of God for Saul's life. So it is with us, each and every one of us. It's not about the job that you have or you don't have. It's not about the job that you love or you don't love. It is not about the fact that you're single right now and you're still looking for a partner. It's not about you have a horrible and terrible marriage. It's not about that at all. It's not about you have money in your pocket or you don't have money in your pocket. It's not about that, because those things will change anyway. As long as you find the plan of God for your life, it will change, because Saul found the plan of God for his life and the donkeys were found. Praise the Lord. I'll finish. Hallelujah.
You know what we're going to pray. I love to pray. I prefer praying than to stand here. I love to pray. But we're going to pray. And I just want you to first, you know something? First, you need a revelation to know your destiny helper. You know how you know your destiny helpers? I'll tell you. One, they will encourage you. There are people that will spur you on. There are people that will not look at the negative side and tell you, look, you can concentrate on the positive. The positive will bring out something better in you. They are the people that will spur you on. Those are your destiny helpers. They will not let you give up. The servant did not let Paul give up. If I was in that position, I'll be the first telling him, let us go back home. I'll be the first. Let us go back quick. We have gone past 4 villages already. Let us go back home. But this man said, no, in that city, another city, let us go. There's a seer there. Even after that, he brought out silver, a servant, silver out of his own pocket. If you meet anybody in your life or you know anybody that encourages you and is selfless to you, they're your destiny helpers. Selfless. If they have to deny themselves something, time, whatever it is, money, effort, for you, they are your destiny. Don't miss out on people like that. And they will make sacrifices for you. People that will make sacrifices for you are your destiny helpers. I want us to just rise now. Let's just rise to our feet. I want you to just rise to your feet. Your prayer. You raise up your hand. Just raise up your hand unto God. And as we learnt in the morning service, we're going to call upon Abba Father. Because we have a distinct relationship with him. We're going to call it Abba, Father. Show me my destiny helpers in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and begin to pray.